This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Kathy, I wanted to share another item before you start teaching, if that's okay with you. Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So, class, a couple days ago, it was going to get cold again. And what I've done is I've told you that I've made a heating system out of two infrared light bulbs. I took the porcelain keyless lamp holders, which are those, I used to see them in closets. Sometimes they had a pull chain, sometimes there was a light switch outside. But, you know, hanging from the ceiling of a closet, you'd see this porcelain round 4-inch fixture with a light bulb screwed in. And so I took two of those. I put almost 100 of those keyless fixtures. Keyless means no on-off switch, no pull chain, just the lamp holder without the pull chain or a receptacle. And so I had a few left over, and I decided to make a heating system to keep the chickens warm at night so they wouldn't die in a 12-degree, 14-degree weather. Well, it was going to be around 20-something degrees a couple nights ago. And what I did was I ran a 100-foot extension cord to the chicken house from the outdoor wood furnace. The outdoor wood furnace has an access door. And you just squeeze this handle, and it's like a latch. And then you can access the pump and the et cetera and the plumbing. And it's easy to open, and it's weather-tight. Rain doesn't get in there. And there's a socket. A receptacle socket for two plugs. And it came with the outdoor wood furnace. And I plugged in the extension cord, and the connection was really kind of flimsy. It was weak. And I was afraid the socket was upside down, so you push the extension cord plug vertically into the socket. It doesn't go sideways, it goes vertically. So if you just tugged on the extension cord, it'd pull right out of the socket. So a real weak connection. And I didn't understand how that could be. And I wiggled the cord, and the light would flicker on and off. So I thought, gosh, you know, if I leave it like this, this thing could fail at night. The chickens could freeze to death, and I wasn't going to let that happen. So I ran an extension cord to the garage, plugged it in, and that was temporarily to keep this light working. Next day I went out, which was yesterday, and I looked at what happened. I took the access panel apart, and there's a white receptacle with a black backing where the contacts were. And it came apart. And what happened was, when you pushed the plug into the receptacle came apart. And it was just a connection of gravity pushing the back half of this receptacle downward that made a connection. It was really, really flimsy. It's a great way to have an arc fault in a fire. So I replaced it with a receptacle that I had for about, I don't know, 40 or 50 years, made by a company called Leviton, and it's riveted together. Well, the one that broke was made in China, and it's glued together, and the glue failed. So the faceplate or the bezel of this socket was in place, but the connections were separated from it, and it failed. Now, I've never seen this before, but it says China on it, made in China. Now, the company that made the outdoor wood furnace, Classic. It's a Classic Industries wood furnace, top of the line. I don't think they went out to buy the cheapest receptacle they could find. This thing is UL certified. How's that possible? How is it possible that this thing could be UL certified and fail the way it did? I don't think that's possible. I think somebody wasn't paying attention. So, imagine this. I'm trying to hit this point home so you fully understand what I'm saying. Imagine you taking coffee maker and you plug it into the receptacle in your kitchen. And right behind that white outlet faceplate or the bezel, the rest of the receptacle comes apart. And the contacts get separated from the faceplate. So the contacts may make connection or may not. But whatever the connection would be, it would be really weak and flimsy. It's a great way to have a fire in your house. How many of your receptacles come from China? I'm telling you, product after product after product that I see that they make in China are substandard in some or many ways. It's happening over and over and over again. Now, I don't hear anybody but me talking about this. Me, Kathy, and your instructors at USA Prepares. I don't hear anybody else talking about it. Kathy, do you?
No, not at all. You're the only one that I've ever heard talk about it. And, you know, Vince, I'm wondering, especially, you know, it's one thing if it's something made in China that's like a paper product or something. But if you're talking electrical or automotive or something that could cause a fire, this is really concerning.
Yeah. And Chinese tires. We had a Chinese tire that looked perfectly good, several years old, and we were pulling a trailer with it, an empty trailer, nothing on the trailer at all. And it's a car hauler trailer, so it's like 18 feet long. And it has two axles, four tires, the tread looked really good. And all of a sudden, just going down the highway, the tread peeled off the tire casing, and the tire blew. Boom! There was no vehicle on it. Imagine if we had a vehicle on it. That kind of thing, you could lose control and crash into somebody or kill yourself. And that's, just go try to buy tires for a trailer that's made in the United States. Lots of luck. And if you look at the tread pattern of the Chinese tires for trailers, they look just like the tread pattern that we used to use on USA manufactured tires. It looks to me like either we sold them our molds, our machinery, or they just flat out copied it. It's one of those two. The tread design is virtually identical on trailer tires. And literally, if you have a cattle trailer or a car trailer or a utility trailer, yeah, it's probably got Chinese tires on it. As a matter of fact, we bought a used trailer, and it had, it was just 2 years old. And I looked at the wheels, and I thought, gosh, those wheels are really narrow. And I looked at the tires. I said, gosh, those tires are really narrow. They're made in China. The wheels are made in China. The tires are made in China. They didn't have any balancing weights on them. That's the way they came from China. That's the way they came from the factory that made the trailer. And the tread was half the tread depth that we would normally see on an American, former made in America tire. So half tread depth. What does that mean? That means in the rain, you have less area to squeeze out the water. So your tires are more likely to hydroplane. The reason that you get rid of tires that don't have a lot of tread is because they're unstable in wet weather and inclement weather, right? And that's what the Chinese did with these tires. I still have them here. I mean, if the Chinese manufacturers want to call me up and say, let's discuss it, we can discuss it. And I'll say who, what, when, where, why, and how. These things are lousy. And the problem is, what's the alternative? I just did a search on Purina dog food, Sam's Club. I found it. I found Purina Beyond Simple 9 Adult Dry Dog Food. It comes with white meat chicken and whole barley. 15 pounds, $23.48. $1.51 a pound. The stuff I'm looking for is $18.98 for 55 pounds. This is 15 pounds for $23.48. I can't find the dog food I'm looking for. And why should they sell 55 pounds of dog food for $18 and change when they can sell 15 pounds for $23? That's where we are. We are now looking at who would buy a 15-pound bag of dog food anyway? How long, Kathy, have you ever bought a 15-pound bag of dog food?
No, not unless every now and again I'll be at the store and they might have a clearance. I mean, I had one time where I think it was a 10-pound bag, and it was a good dog food, and they were marked down to like $1.50. And I'm like, okay, I'm buying them. But, no, I buy the great big bags.
I mean, a 15.5-pound bag, I mean, that's like the fun size. And when they put little chocolates in a bag and there's lots of, it looks like it's a big bag, but it weighs very little, I call that the fun size. It's almost the amount you can taste. You know, gosh, even Hershey's Kisses, I believe, gotten smaller. Everything's gotten smaller. The price has gone up. Everything is, almost everything. I'm trying to think of something that hasn't gotten smaller, but I'm having a tough time doing that. Okay, so we talked about the China receptacles. Now, I think that the same thing is probably true for China wall switches. The brand that I like is Eaton and Cooper. It's the same, I think Eaton bought Cooper. But Cooper Electric, absolutely outstanding. Eaton, outstanding. Eagle, I haven't bought an Eagle in a long time. They were outstanding. Hubble used to be outstanding, but now I think Hubble for consumers at the big box store, they now have yellow boxes. I think they're made in China. So I wouldn't buy any electrical devices that are made in China. But if you want to buy an appliance, you know, a countertop appliance, and you want to get one that's not made in China, lots of luck. I don't think you can. I really don't think you can. Any comments, Kathy?
You know, Vince, you were talking about those, the receptacle, and that one was riveted and one was glued. Is there any way to tell that before you would use it? And would that have caused a fire if you'd have left it, or would it have just stopped working?
Well, this one could have caused a fire because it came apart, meaning, if you look at an electrical receptacle, they have the faceplate that might be white or ivory or brown, and then there's the backing part, which is the housing for the actual contacts, holds the screws, etc. It literally came apart. The faceplate came apart, so you have a very, very weak connection, and that connection could arc like an arc welder would arc, okay? And that extra heat would set this, you know, the electrical box and this plastic, could set that on fire, start a fire inside the wall, those kinds
of things. I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Thank you, Kathy. Arjun, in West Virginia, welcome.
I was wondering, I'm almost out for that. So I was wondering today, was is there something you can actually do to deter people invading your home, like in terms of like home security? If somebody wants to come and steal something from your house, you know, like my previous owner, he has written, like, no trespassing, some sort of a pamphlet outside the house. I didn't take it out. No trespassing, fishing, or things like that. And I left it there. I was wondering, like, is there something, like, small things that you can actually do that can actually deter people not actually coming in your house and stealing things out? And in case if somebody comes in, would you shoot their legs? Or would you shoot their body, or what would you aim for, like if you shoot them? So that's what I was just wondering. You know?
Oh, boy. you kind of put me in a box, so I'm going to try to answer this. Okay. So I had Mrs. Finelli and our family had a cabin in West Virginia, maybe even near you, and we'd work on it on the weekends. It was just a shell, and so we finished it, put siding and windows and doors, and it just didn't have any doors, didn't have any windows. And it was about, 24 by 28, something like that. And it was a basic cabin, and got the doors in. And then someone broke a window and went inside. Didn't take anything. So what I did was I took a 45 ACP, 45 automatic brass casing, empty one. And I tied a piece of thread to it and put some scotch tape on it. And I put a note on the inside of the back door, because that's the way you would go into this particular house. That would be the least visible, the most concealed, etc. So you go in the back door. And I wrote this note, and I said on this note with a Sharpie marker, you know, like a 3x5 card that I taped to, so you'd see it when you tried to open the door. And it said, "The next one is for you." And it was a 45 cartridge case, spent case, you know, it had already been fired. And you could see that it was a brass case, and it was hung on a piece of thread, and with a note that said, "The next one's for you." What I really meant by that was, think twice before you come in here and break my window again, because you may get shot. Okay? So I have to be careful how I say this. Now, one day, let me say this. I was trained how to shoot by my dad, who was in World War II. He was a sergeant. He taught me how to shoot at a very early age. And then I received additional training by a Marine sniper who taught me, you know, how to shoot pistols. And what I did was, it's called triple tap. And when someone uses a triple tap system, there's three shots that are fired. Two to the body, center body mass, meaning like chest, and one to the head. That's triple tap. So he taught me how to practice triple tap. And so it's like bang, bang, bang. Okay? It's not like bang, bang, bang. It's bang, bang, bang. Okay? So I was out shooting one day at the farm, and a neighbor heard this. You know, lots of rounds going off with triple tap. And one day he came over, and this was in the good old days before the genocide. He came over and he said, I heard the way you shoot. And it kind of scared him. It kind of scared him because triple tap is, that's the kind of stuff the police do. And that makes sure there's no survivors. Now, I'm not saying that people should go out killing each other. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that's a technique that, you know, government employees are trained to employ. Now, we'll discuss this a little more. But, you know, if you were practicing with that .38 revolver that you're thinking about getting, and you had a few extra cases lying around and just kind of left them on your doormat, everybody would see them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the John Durham investigation continues to uncover illegal activities against members of Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign, more people than being reported are starting to cooperate with Mr. Durham's investigation. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton on Fox News says Hillary Clinton has become the focus.
It was her campaign who paid for this. There are tweets out there, in my view, that are criminal evidence showing that she was pushing this fake information about President Trump. And, you know, the question for the Clinton people is just how many dossiers did they have against Trump?
Now that Chicago alderman Patrick Daley Thompson has been convicted of federal tax charges, it falls to Mayor Lori Lightfoot to name a successor. Mayor Lori Lightfoot now has 60 days to find a replacement for a term that ends in 2023. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau delivers remarks after reports that he planned to invoke rarely used emergency measures, allowing him to tackle protests that have shut down some border crossings and paralyzed downtown Ottawa, Canada.
We're entering the third week of illegal blockades that have been disrupting the lives of too many Canadians. Here in our capital city, families, small businesses have been enduring illegal obstruction of their neighborhoods, occupying streets, harassing people, breaking the law. This is not a peaceful protest. At the borders in different parts of the country, the blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families. Yesterday, the Ambassador Bridge was reopened between Windsor and Detroit. Our team and I have been working with Ontario and the City of Windsor around the clock. I want to thank the officers on the ground, including the RCMP, who played an active role. We now have a responsibility to make sure that the bridge stays open. With each illegal blockade, local law enforcement agencies have been acting to keep the peace within their jurisdiction.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
What?
Keep
it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Arjun's with us. Class, if you're wondering why you need free speech, this is an example right here, right now. Arjun asked me about self-defense. He asked me about protection. He asked me about shooting. He asked me how to keep people away from his property. So if you don't have freedom of speech, how are you going to get this kind of information? I guess you can read it. But you have to know what questions to ask. So Arjun asked about home security. And it's like this. Arjun, if you ever have to shoot somebody, you will be arrested. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're going to be arrested. for taking someone's life, and it will permanently scar you. But if it's their life or your life and you are attacked and it looks like you're going to die, or if it looks like I'm going to die, I'm going to discharge my firearm. And I don't want to kill anybody. I really don't want to do that. But if it's my life and I'm threatened or our family's threatened, there's going to be, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do. So, but if you've ever watched the X-Files and you've ever, one of the main characters was named Fox Mulder. And he was talking about a dog. And he said, dog, bad dog. That's where you start. So if you want home security, dogs are a great way to go. They hear things that we can't hear. They ring the alarm. They start barking. And then the perpetrators have to think, do I really want to tangle with a dog or two dogs? Do I really want to do that? Because that's the first thing I'm going to see. I'm going to see the dog and then, or the other dog or both dogs. And then I'm going to see the owner. And the owner, heck, it looks like he's got some spent shell casings, you know, at his front porch, right by the front door. I don't think I want to go in here. Does that make sense, Arjun?
Yes, yes, it does. And the whole objective is to just deter, you know, like any invasion, you know, like, and yeah, yeah, you know, like you know, like you never want to kill anyone, you know. It's always the first prevention, the first preventive measure is to deter, you know, like deter people, and that. Yeah.
And the difference between karate, jiu-jitsu, martial arts, and a gun is distance. That's the difference. So I think that you might, if you're going to pursue getting a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should probably try a 22 first, and that's when you can learn how to shoot accurately. You don't want to spray, you know, lots of bullets. You want to make every single shot count. And then the reason I mentioned a 38 special is because that used to be a cartridge that the police used until the police wanted to have faster cycling pistols. So they went from revolver to pistols. But the thing about a revolver is it's ready to go and there's no safety whatsoever. The safety is your finger, whether it's on the trigger or not. Okay? So if your finger's on the trigger, it's ready, and you squeeze that trigger, and there are cartridges in the cylinder, it's going to go bang. Okay? You don't have to worry about the safety being on and off. But you do have to worry about someone picking up your revolver and shooting it, maybe shooting you. So there are a lot of things to learn about firearms and safety. And then, you know, in combat, there's not a lot of safety being practiced in combat. There's bullets flying everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about starting with a 22 long rifle, meaning a 20, if you're going to get a pistol. You know, you can... I'm reluctant to say get a 45, but if you got a 45, you could get one with a 22 conversion slide, and you could shoot 22 long rifles, which are about 10 cents a shot now compared to 50, 60 cents a shot for 38 special. It's a lot more pleasant to shoot a 22 than it is to shoot a 38. But, you know, you have to have muscle memory, you have to know how to aim, you have to practice. That's really what it's at. And there's lots of YouTube videos about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I was thinking last night while I was sleeping, I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about how in West Virginia, I believe you can go to a gun show and you can buy a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun from a private individual. And you don't have to fill out any paperwork. It's like buying a refrigerator or buying a toaster from somebody. And I believe, you have to check out the laws, but I believe you can just say, you know, I'm a resident of West Virginia. I'm interested in that private purchase that you're selling. And you can negotiate the price and take it home. But the problem is you don't know if it's going to work. Okay, you really don't know if it's now. If you buy a new one, it's probably going to work. But if you buy a new one, you're going to be on the FBI's database.
Yeah.
So. And as long as you're not a convicted felon, you can buy a rifle, pistol, shotgun, even private.
Yeah.
Kathy, do you have any comments?
I do. Hi, Arjun. I would say, like Ben said, get a big dog, maybe two. We have deadbolts on all of our doors, our garage doors, barn doors, and they have that. Vince, you probably know what it's called, but it's the extra long throw that somebody can't put a shoulder in and go through the jam. We also have, it's called a club, and it's like a bar that, and you drill a hole into the floor, and it's got like a pin that goes down there, and then you put that in after you shut your door, and even if they were to get into the lock, they can't open the door because it's at the bottom of the door. And it's probably about 8 or 10 inches long, and it's solid iron or something. I don't know what they make it out of, but you can't break the door down if you have one of them in. So we have those on our front door and our back door. And also, we have a driveway alarm because we can't see the people if they drive in. We have to, where we're located, we can't see. So I know somebody's maybe coming down the driveway. And also, my husband made a comment about if he had to defend himself. He said, well, I used to think that I would just shoot to kill. He said, now I think I'll just shoot their kneecaps out. And he said, I won't go to jail for taking someone's life, but they'll think about me every day for the rest of their life. So and also, you know, just plain situational awareness, looking around to see if you see anybody driving around that you haven't seen before. A different car, a van, maybe casing your area. But those are my comments, Ben. But just thinking about it while you were talking.
Mm-hmm. And there's something else you can do, Arjun, in class. Mm-hmm. You've seen sheetrock screws. They're black and they're Phillips with a bugle head. You know what I'm talking about, sheetrock screws?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you look at your front door, your back door, side door, you know, the exterior doors of your house, they typically have hinges with very short screws. So what I do is I have a screw gun or a drill, a reversible drill or a screw gun, or a cordless drill. I put a Phillips bit in it, and I unscrew one of those screws at a time from the hinge. And I replace it with a 3 or 3.5 inch long sheetrock screw. So instead of being a 1 inch long screw, now it's 3 or 3.5 inches. Much, much stronger. So I'll probably put 2 of those sheetrock screws in each of the 3 hinges. Okay? Just do it one at a time. That way the door won't fall off. Then on the striker plate, where your door catch closes against the door jamb, that brass striker plate, they have short screws also. About an inch long. You take them out and replace them with those 3 or 3.5 inch long sheetrock screws. So you're looking at about a $5 investment to do all the doors in your house. Maybe $6 or $7 with the new Biden pricing schedule. But that's what we have in all of our houses. So it's going to be pretty difficult for someone to shoulder or bash in a door. And as soon as they do, there'll be blood on the floor. The dogs will take them out. There's no question about it. So I happen to like German Shepherds. I really do. They're quick. They're agile. They're protective. And everybody knows what the downside of going up against a German Shepherd or two is. Everybody knows what that's all about. It's not advisable to take on a German Shepherd. It's really not advisable to take on 2 German Shepherds. Because we have 2 of them, and they were puppies. We got them at the beginning of the genocide. And I watched them in the yard. And, you know, they circle. When they see somebody, they circle them. One's in the front, one's in the back. One's at 12 o'clock, one's at 6 o'clock. Then one's at 9 o'clock, the other's at 3 o'clock. They know that if one gets captured, the other one's going to tear the assailant apart. They work in a team. And no, I didn't teach them this. They showed me how they do it. It's impressive. So I think there's nothing like a pair of German Shepherds that are the same age. I mean, nothing like it. I've had German Shepherds for most of my life. And I'm impressed. I just keep getting more and more impressed with them. But, you know, you have to spend time with them. So they're in the house. You know, they have free roam in the house. They can go wherever they want. If they hear something, they go there. So those are my thoughts, Arjun. Any other comments?
Nope, that's pretty much it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Wiz. Thank you, Kathy.
Arjun, I just have one quick, short answer question for you. So you've jumped from the city in New Jersey. You bought a rural property in West Virginia, never doing it before, undertaking all of the maintenance, the construction, the rehab, the renovations, floors, walls, ceilings, plumbing, doors, windows, yard, everything.
Yeah.
Knowing what you know right now, would you have done it? Would you do it again if you had to?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. You know, like it's way much better here. You know, like it's just, you know, like you see, like there's a thing that I think about. You see. This is mostly West Virginia is actually forest. And you see, like, I'm always afraid of taxes, like in New Jersey. And I couldn't actually afford a house in New Jersey. And the taxes are highest in the country. So I used to think that, like, is there a place where the taxes won't be that high? And then I looked around, and then I just saw this estate, and I visited here like one or two times, and then I came to know, like, it's a little bit easier. So one thing led to another. But the short answer is yes, yes, absolutely. Every time, yes, yes. So I will do that. Yes.
Very good, very good, Arjun. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes,
Kathy,
thanks,
I'll be
thanks,
right
man.
Back. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Your dial is set to Free Speech Central at Genesis Communications Network. You know, class, I have never been advised what to say or what not to say on GCN. No one has ever said, say this or don't say that. Never. So, I just wanted to let you know how important free speech is. And as far as origin state of West Virginia, well, his state is number 5 in gun ownership. So, in order of the most guns, that would be Montana, then second would be Wyoming, then Alaska, Idaho, and West Virginia would be number 5. Then Arkansas, Mississippi. And a little farther down the list is Missouri. But the least friendly gun state seems to be where we came from, New Jersey. Second least would be Massachusetts. Third, Rhode Island. Fourth, Hawaii. Fifth, as you would expect, New York. Then Illinois and California. And the rest are closer to the middle. I wanted to mention a couple quick things. So we bought these heat lamps. We bought 10 of them. And it was curbside pickup. They were put in a bag, brought out to the car. 3 of 10 of them were broken. 3. You know, you shake the box that one heat lamp is in, and the glass is broken. People aren't paying attention. They're all made in China, or probably the best ones are made in Poland. But the ones that you see that are affordable are made in China. 30% of them broken, and they're going back. Kathy, any comments about the carelessness of store employees handling merchandise, etc.?
Oh, you know, you see it every day. The quality, even in things that you buy, the food isn't as good. It, sometimes you buy food and it's stale. It's hard to find hardworking people that feel like they want to do a good job.
Okay. Class, let's say you have medicine that you absolutely positively cannot do without. And you'd like to have a little more on hand, but the doctor won't say, you know, hey, I'll tell you what, we'll get you another prescription for another 30 days for you to have on hand, or your insurance company won't let you do it. Well, somebody I know ordered the first prescription and got it, and then called the pharmacy about 3 weeks later and said, look, I might be going on vacation, and I might be gone for several weeks. I'm going to run out. What is the soonest that I could reorder? And the answer was something like 23, 24, 25 days. Let's say 23. So that means from the day you got the first prescription filled to the day you can get the second one is 23 days. But you're thinking it's a month because you're told it's a month. But if you order it on the 24th day and you pick it up and you do that four times, if you take four vacations or you're out of town for a week or so and you need, you know, a month's worth to have with you just in case, within four refills at 23 days, you now have another month's worth. Huh. Any comments, Kathy?
Pretty smart. Pretty smart, yep. Well, that gets you, that buys you another month.
Right. And if you do that, you know, if you take vacations for the whole year or you get sent out of town by your job or, you know, you travel and you travel all year and you travel every month, I think within 8 months, you would have two extra months. Within 1 year, you'd have three extra months. I mean, if my arithmetic's right. So I just wanted to mention that. Let's see. Record solar power generating lately. I just checked 2 days ago. It was about 38 kilowatts. This is the winter time. We don't generate much electricity in the winter. 38 kilowatts. The farm uses on average 33. So we're actually generating more than we're using. Yesterday it was, I think, 39.8 or 39.5. It's record numbers. But the difference is they weren't spraying yesterday and the day before. So the sky is beautiful and we're generating electricity. Any comments, Kathy?
Oh, it makes me so angry, Ben, when I see them out there. It just makes me angry. That's all I can say.
Okay, so it's affecting nouns, people, places, and things. All of this stuff coming down. So, class, tonight, your homework is take a flashlight, and when it's dark, aim it straight up, and look at all the stuff raining down in the beam of your flashlight. You won't believe it. You're going to want to wear an N95 mask all the time just from all the junk that rains down outside. Let's see. One last thing. Move your alarm clock and your phone charger away from your nightstand. Thank you, Kathy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.